Welcome to Security Guy Radio. What is 2016? What's your name, sir?
I'm Wayne Arvidson. I'm the Vice President of Intelligence, Surveillance, and Security at Quantum.
Vice President of Intelligence. We need more people like that on the show, don't we? More people of intelligence. Tell us what Quantum does.
So Quantum does data storage and data management. We've been around for 36 years.
36 years? I mean, yes. That's just about the time I got my first computer. What were you guys storing back 36 years ago?
Well, actually, a lot of our roots are from the intelligence community.
Okay.
So about 19 years ago, we developed a file system. It was the first time we had high-resolution data coming from space, first time you could read a number
exactly.
plate.
Yeah.
And we were asked to combine that along with aerial reconnaissance information and mapping data. And there was no system on the planet that could combine that kind of variety and velocity
right.
of data and provide back real-time results. So that was the genesis for StoreNext, which is our file system.
Now, a lot of people talk about storage, but what they're talking about, and I got to get my little Security Guy Radio reptilian brain around this concept because I'm not really good on the vernacular, but there are data storage usage. I'm storing data.
Yes.
And files is a different thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Storing files is not the same as just throwing up a bunch of stuff in the cloud and trying to go find it.
Yeah.
So differentiate those two for me.
And that's a good point because, you know, storage, the role that storage plays in today's security market has changed dramatically. When you look at the adoption rate of HD cameras, when you look at the amount of data that's coming off a camera, because now I've got audio, I've got thermographic infrared, so I've got a bunch, you know, a variety of data, not just video data, and I'm trying to do analytics in as close to real time as possible. That's all about video processing. Right.
Right.
And what our file system was designed for is specifically for video processing. So it's really about being optimized for writes. If you were storing Word and email files using an IT-based solution would be fine. But that's not what we do for a living, right?
Right.
We've got cameras that are capturing data. It's a whole different type of performance that's
required. Yeah, it's different. And I think people are treating it like, well, you know, that video file is another file.
Right.
Not exactly. It's not your Word document. Because I can search on all .doc extensions and find all those and look at it that way.
Yep.
So is there any difference in the handling of the data when it comes to video as far as encryption? In other words, my Word document, my internal memo about some HR thing, yeah, that should be encrypted. It should be confidential.
Mm-hmm.
But video seems to be more volatile. People are more worried about their video getting out, isn't that? Is that, am I right about that?
Yeah, that's true. So there's got to be, you know, protection built into the system. You know, we in particular, we follow the CJIS, the Criminal Justice Information
right.
System standard for, you know, access. So we've got, you know, multiple password protection, things like that. The other thing that's going on with the data too is as video data is being captured, you know, in today's market, we're extracting, you know, what's called metadata. So
okay.
we're extracting information about the data itself, right? In a, you know, in a Word file, for example, you know, you'd maybe capture some keywords or what, you know, the title of the document,
yeah.
things like that. But what we're doing is as that video is coming in, we're extracting things like about color of objects, the type of objects,
oh, that's interesting.
Motion of travel, things like that.
And that becomes a searchable item.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Right? But that puts a lot of performance strains
yep.
on the system. And that's why a system that's designed specifically for video-based applications is very different than one that was designed for IT type
so
of
those,
applications.
Are those meta tags, kind of?
It's metadata, yes, and it's managed, you know, separately as
But
as
if you're saying, you know, the color periwinkle blue is in here, and we don't really see that color very much. How are you embedding it in the file? Is it attached as a tag or what?
Well, it's a tag, and then it's cataloged in a separate database.
Okay.
So it depends on the video management system. Like for example, we work with companies like Genetec.
Oh, so you're not making a VMS.
No,
you're
we're
just,
not.
But you're working with it,
but
okay.
we're providing the platform
Good.
That they're deploying on,
right?
Right? And so what they need is they need real-time performance in order to execute that type
yeah, yeah.
of functionality,
right.
right? So it's very different than what you find in the IT space.
So are you in the body cam space?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
That's
big player there?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So what's it feel like out there? Right? Because a lot of my conference are, I don't need a body cam. Body cams suck and blah, blah. And I think they're great, right?
Yep.
I when I was a police officer, let's just say I was not the most friendliest guy of administration, right?
Okay.
So, because I expected the cops to follow the rules. And if you're an admin guy and you don't follow the law, that kind of pissed me off, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I did a lot of challenges on things. So I used to carry around a little tape recorder in my pocket, Panasonic made, that was about as big as a tape recorder. I mean, as big as a credit card back in the 80s, right?
Yep.
It was very high tech back then because you didn't know you had a tape recorder on you.
Right.
And when some admin would say something stupid, I'd record it and say, hey, chief, you know, write a memo on that or something, right?
Yep.
So I've always believed in recording. I did this a lot in the field for citizens. Somebody gets in my face, I would turn that on, and they come and file a complaint. I'd say, nope.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yep.
Right? And then it became that, oh, no, no, you can't have confidential recording and all this kind of stuff. People didn't like it. And I don't know why people are resistant to this in law enforcement. It really just records what you're doing.
Right.
And good or bad, it's the truth, and we can deal with that. But I don't know. What are you feeling? What's some feedback on this?
Well, I mean, there's, you know, there's a couple of different components of it. You know, one of the things we're finding is that there actually, I think, would be a higher adoption rate of body-worn cameras. But what's happening is departments are being forced to make trade-offs in personnel or equipment based on the cost of managing the data, right?
So it's a trade-off, yeah.
So that's where there's a lot of pushback. So, you know, the agencies that we've worked with, what we've helped them do is understand, you know, where we can make the storage behind it manageable. So, you know, what we do is something a little different than you see from most systems. So we have a tiered approach, but there's a couple elements of it. So we have the performance I talked about of the video-based system, but we couple that with, we present the storage as a single drive letter to the video management system. And under that, we've got different types of technologies, and they have different cost bases.
Okay.
Right? So let's say I was doing, just for example's sake, 90 days of retention. I would size the high-cost, high-performance disk small, maybe 30 days, and then I'd use our file-based tape behind it, right? So if for a unit of storage it was a dollar for the high-performance disk, that same capacity is like 10 cents in the file-based tape.
Oh, interesting.
Now, what that does, that allows the agency to configure a system that can then support, you know, having those cameras without having to make trade-offs on things like equipment or officers or, you know, the other things they actually need to do to keep people
safe. So culturally,
safe.
You think it's culturally it's being accepted more and more? It's
yes.
Kind of like it's like that's a good idea now.
Yes.
And now we got to find out how to pay for it.
Exactly.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Right. So that's the big challenge. So you take that video-based performance, you take that ability to, you know, provide the capacity they need more cost-effectively, and then the third component of it is the accessibility. As you were referring to, the administration area of it has been a challenge, right? So as a law enforcement officer, the last thing I want to do is say, hey, I need October 12th at noon's footage. Oh my God, how many days has that been? Where is it? Has it been moved? I need an IT person involved. No, I'm trying to.
By the way, I might need to keep that 5 years.
That's right.
And I can't worry about that.
That's right. And I'm trying to work a case, right? And I'm trying to be as efficient as possible. And so the only way to do that is, again, we're presenting that data as a single drive letter, you know, and, you know, if you can manage the C drive on your laptop, you can manage getting the data out of our system.
That's the idea. What's going on in the mobile space as far as data storage? Are we finding more mobile devices are going to the big storage place in the cloud? Are we using that to capture data, or is it still, and I don't mean like the body cams because they're specifically made for that, right?
Right.
But are people using their good old phones? I just walked through here, as you saw, and did this live stream thing.
Yep.
Streamed beautifully. It's a pretty good picture. Went up to the cloud. People are watching it. Pretty cool stuff. Now, I'm not really worried about storing, saving that as much. I'm going to go download it later.
Right.
But are people going to, you know, bring your own device as an evidence gathering tool in the field? You know, we used to have Polaroid cameras back in the day when I did it.
Right.
And you had to put it in an envelope and write it up and stick it in a locker, big pain in the ass. What if I could just use my phone as a cop to say evidence, copied up to Quantum, it's saved, it's encrypted, we're done. Is that happening?
That is. And that's, again, one of the technologies that we support. So we support, you know, high-performance disk, high-capacity disk, the file-based tape, which we've been a pioneer in, and the cloud. And again, it doesn't matter which of those storage technologies you put it on, it's still accessible through that single drive letter that then talks to the VMS.
So if I'm using my mobile phone, I'm just am I using a VMS connectivity to my company or the police department, or
yeah, and then that would you know, it could be storing it to the cloud, but then that's just as accessible as if it was on-premise.
Well, it's not a quantum mobile app yet.
No, no. We
should be. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, we manage it through our file system.
Well, a mobile app would not be as secure, obviously.
That's right.
It would be good. So.
Exactly.
Fascinating stuff. Where did we reach you guys? Where are you guys based out of?
So we're based out of, we're headquartered in San Jose, California. We're an American company.
Jose, yeah. Yep.
And so you can reach us at quantum.com. And we have a page for specifically for our surveillance and security solutions.
I still have some tapes that I made backups of the late 80s, early 90s. I might have to have you decrypt or make those work. I don't even have anything to play them on anymore. I got files come back for.
I'm sure we can.
Thanks
help
for coming
you.
On. It's good to get ready. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, I used to back up stuff on tape.